Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Now, before we actually get to you, nephew, and the letter, I want to ask everybody to come and join me this Saturday, October 4th. I will be in Chicago. That is my hometown. I'll be there for the 9th annual celebration, Sister Strut. It's the pink celebration in honor of breast cancer awareness. Put on your pink, ladies and gentlemen. Come on out to the Salvation Army Ray and Joan Kroc Community Center at 1250 West 119th Street in Chicago on the South Side. It's at 10 a.m. sharp. I will be there, and I would love it if you would come and join me. Thank you. That's it.
Cool.
Go ahead, nephew.
Cool.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, I think he lied about leaving me. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are in a long-distance marriage. We have been married for 18 years, and he moved in with his mother back in his hometown 2 years ago. He said it would be temporary, but his mom's health did not improve until recently. I didn't move with him because our daughter wanted to finish high school with her friend. He only came home a few times to visit us after he moved. The last time he came home was in June for our daughter's graduation, and he was very distant, and he acted like a guest in our home. Recently on Facebook, I saw pictures of him and his mother out at church and at a Labor Day outing. I told him that if his mom is doing a lot better, then maybe he should come back home because it's lonely without our daughter at home with me. He said his mom's health is not better and she has good days and bad days. I told him I was coming to visit his mom and maybe that would help her feel better. He said that I should wait until closer to the holidays and he'll come see me and bring his mom. I didn't like that response, so I booked a flight to see him. I went straight to his mom's house and I saw a for sale sign in the front yard. I called my husband and he said that he would come pick me up. It took him an hour to get there and he took me to a hotel. He said that he and his mom are living in a small apartment because there was mold in her house. He said she was having a bad day, so it's best that I stay at the hotel. When he left me at the hotel, I took a taxi to the airport and I left town. I think he left me intentionally, but blamed it on his mom's health. It's been 2 weeks since I went to his hometown, and I haven't heard from him. Is my marriage over? Yes, yes it is. This is a case of too much, too little, too late. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you this. What marriage? This is clearly not any type of union, partnership, situationship, any type of relationship. It's not even a friendship at this point. Your husband is gone. He is gone, and he lives with his mom, period. That's the end of the story. When and if he does come home, quote unquote, you say he acts like a guest in his own house. This man has checked out of this marriage, and whatever he's got going on out of town, that is where his heart is, out of sight, out of mine, as it pertains to you. What have you guys done to keep this marriage strong? Nothing. For your part, what did you do? You let this go on for so long. I mean, this happened 2 years ago. Why didn't you question it then? Why didn't you and your daughter go visit him? Why didn't you stay at the house? Why, you know, are you at a hotel? Why couldn't his mom come and stay with you guys for a while? I mean, is he an only child? These are so many questions that I have. Does he have another family there? None of this is making sense to me. So to answer your original question, is your marriage over? Yes, your marriage is over. Steve?
Yeah, it ain't in the words or in the way Charles White would say. Yeah. you don't have a marriage. I think he lied about leaving me. I don't even know how that's the title of the letter. Which part of this you ain't see? Because the whole letter is clear. So I'm trying to figure out what part of the letter, when you was typing it, that you didn't see. Let's walk through it. My husband and I are in a long-distance marriage. Okay. I've heard of long-distance relationships, so a marriage is a relationship. It can happen. We've been married for 18 years. He moved in with his mother back in his hometown 2 years ago. He said it would be temporary, but his mom's health did not improve until recently. I didn't move with him because our daughter wanted to finish high school with her friends. He only came home a few times to visit after he moved. All right, did you get all that? Mm-hmm. He only came to visit a few times after he moved. Keyword, visit. When you go home, you don't visit. You just go back home. So he only visited two times. No, he didn't come back home. That's the part you're missing. He didn't come home. The last time he came home was in June for our daughter's graduation. See, now you're trying to interject home. No, listen. The last time he visited was in June for our daughter's graduation. And he was very distant, and he acted like a guest in our home. That's because it's not his home. He just visiting. That's why he acts strange, because he was visiting. Mm. He's already checked out. It's a whole nother family somewhere. I don't know how you don't see this. It's a girl involved. This ain't your mama. No. This is not about his mama. That mommy is sick. Anyway, you said recently on Facebook, I saw pictures of he and his mother out at church and at a Labor Day outing. I told him if his mom was doing a lot better, then maybe he should come back home because it's lonely without our daughter at home with me. He said his mom's health ain't better. That's right. It ain't better. We just went to church to get prayer.
Yeah.
I had to take her back home. She was sick right after that.
Hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes.
Church is for sick people.
Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, I think he lied about leaving me. We'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I think he lied about leaving me.
This woman is delusional. She wrote a letter that has evidence all the way through it she don't see. They're in a long-distance relationship, a long-distance marriage. Long-distance relationships happen all the time. A marriage is a relationship, so I can deal with that one right there. He moved back to his hometown 2 years ago because his mama was sick, and he went to help take care of her. You didn't move because your daughter wanted to finish high school with her friends, so you stayed in town. He only came to visit a couple of times in 2 years. Then, because he was just visiting. And then you said the last time he came home. No, don't say home. See, because when you said he came to visit, when you come home, you don't visit. You go home. Then the next thing you said was he came home to our daughter's graduation. No. He came back to visit. And he was acting strange and distant. That's because he don't stay there no more. See, what part of this you're seeing? Then recently on Facebook, you saw pictures of he and his mama out at church and at a Labor Day outing. Then you said, well, since your mama feeling better, maybe you can come on back home because it's lonely here with the daughter gone. He said, mama not doing better. We just went to church and to the barbecue on Labor Day. Soon as we went to church, she got sick at the church. I had to take her home. Then when she got better, I tried to take her to get some barbecue at the Labor Day, and she ate the barbecue and got sick again.
Was that how it happened?
Yeah. So then you said, well, maybe if you come and visit her mom, it'll make her feel better. My mama don't even like you. You're going to make her sicker. He said, no, just wait till she feel better. Then I'm going to bring her to see you at the holidays.
Wow.
I didn't like that response, so I booked a flight to see him. I went straight to his mom's house and saw a for sale sign in the front yard. I called my husband. He said he would come pick me up. It took him an hour to get there, and he took me to a hotel. He said he and his mom is living in a small apartment because there was mold in her house. Come on, boy. Come on. Come through.
You're proud of his lies?
Boy, that's one right there. That's one right there. So now you're going to sell the mold-infested house. Is you going to put that on the disclosure form? Are you going to tell the people that it's... But see, he can't take you there because him and his mama don't live in no apartment. The mama lives somewhere else. He getting the money so he can help the mama sell the house and make some profit and move him and his girl to a new place that he got. See, it's a girl in here. You don't stay away from sex for 2 years to help your mama. You don't.
That's
that ain't
not
what you
do.
What
a man does, you're saying.
And he can't. He can't. He can't do that. 2 years without sex, we wouldn't even have teeth. We'd have grind them all down. No sex for 2 years. I'd be blind. Anyway, he said him and his mom living in a small apartment. No, his mama had moved into a small apartment. He live over there with a girl. And then you said you want to go over there and see her. He said she was having a bad day, so it's best that I stay at the hotel. When he left me at the hotel, I took a taxi to the airport and I left town. That's right, girl, you show it. I think he left me intentionally, but blamed it on his mom's health. It's been 2 weeks since I went to his hometown, and I ain't heard from him. Is my marriage over? If your husband ain't called you in 2 weeks, if your husband ain't scared to miss a date, I cannot not call my wife for a date. You ain't that busy, partner. He done went 2 weeks. You got in that taxi and went right back to the airport. It's been 2 weeks and you ain't heard from him. Is our marriage over?
Your marriage was over when he went to stay with his mama. Your marriage was over when he came to visit you and your daughter for a graduation and he was acting strange and distant. He had been checked out. Now, what your move is to get this divorce so you can live your best life. Because right now, it's not a good life. Why would you want a man that don't want you?
Oof.
Why? See, I've wanted a woman that didn't want me before.
Probably, how does that work, huh?
Probably 15, 20, maybe 25 of them.
What?
There's been at least 15, 25 women I thought was fine as hell didn't want to have nothing to do with me. I clearly have been that dog. But you sitting up in here, why would you want a man that don't want you?
Yeah.
It all started back with Annette Bibbs when she told me, no, I'm not going
you.
To the junior prom with you. I asked her why.
She scarred
said,
you for life.
Because I don't like your facial features.
And that's when ugly started.
That's right yeah. there, Tommy.
And you have a story, too. You just don't want to tell us.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
I know
Instagram.
You had one. You got one recently.
And Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
And you was over in the hospital and that lady said, shut your little up all that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.